high five and tell them, I can't stay sick. I can't stay poor. I can't stay broke, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead now quickens my mortal body and makes me alive. I'm here to tell you today that the same blood shed on the cross of Calvary not only was shed to save you from your sins and give you eternal life, but to establish you in this earth in healing and in victory and in prosperity. Is that the kind of a God you want to serve? Therefore, when anybody asks you, how are you today? You don't check with your body, because your body will lie to you. How many of you understand your body will lie to you? In fact, your body's about half nuts. Then when someone asks you how you feel, up out of your spirit, because the spirit and the Bible always agree. Your mind won't agree. Your body won't agree. This is the very reason that some folk can't get out of church, out of bed on Sunday morning to go to church. Because they have to ask their mind, what do you think about it? Then they ask their body, how do you feel? And if they get through all that, then their little emaciated spirit, living on the inside of them all shriveled up, raises its little bony arm and says, I'd like to go to church. And your body says, shut up! We're tired! And your mind says, yeah! God wants that twinge of a headache comes the first thing up out of your spirit, because your spirit is stronger than your mind. Your spirit is stronger than your will. Your spirit, your Bible said, will sustain all of your infirmity. So the first thing you ought to do when that twinge of a headache comes, jump up off of your seat, lift your hands up in the air and declare, according to Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24, with his stripes I am healed. Healed, and then begin to believe God. If you get a sickness, the worst thing you can do is call your three friends and tell them. The best thing you can do, because they're going to tell you how bad they feel about it, and you're going to be rehearsing that situation. You need to stand firm in your faith and do what God said do. Call those things that be not as though they are. Somebody said, well, if I'm sick and I say I'm well, I'm lying. I don't think that's true. The moment you begin to question, where there is doubt, oh, write it down, concerning God's perfect will to heal you, faith cannot exist. Because faith begins where the will of God is known. Never pray, if it be thy will. If you don't know it's his will, stop praying. I've got a hold of absolute truth. And if I believe it and conceive it, I will receive it. And if it's not true, don't you dare wake me up from my dream. Just let me go on in bliss-filled ignorance. Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Resist the devil. Now somebody said, Pastor, if somebody won the lottery, would you take the money? Yeah, I'll clean it up.